27 hours, live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.
It's just gone 25 minutes to 3, tops of 16 degrees outside, cloudy. We wouldn't know because we're locked in a studio.
We are. We're locked in this studio for 27 hours. It is now 9 hours and 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
And what is great about this is we have had a great man cross the divide all the way from Triple M down the corridor.
Yes.
Good mate, Billy Browlers, has walked into the studio. Billy.
Hey, how are you? G'day, guys. How well done. Keep it going. 9 hours. You only got
2018 to go.
Well done, Fev. Actually, you're good at that.
We've got Dumb and Dumber on here now. This is not good.
From Triple M, yes, that's right. Across the road there.
Stop yelling it.
I thought you, this is all fair dinkum.
Yes, mate, you thought we were doing it for ratings points, but we don't need them.
You had a little dip, so you just needed some ratings.
No, we've got no dip, mate. We are up at the top.
That's why you brought old Fat in. I brought in some content. I've got quizzes.
Oh, this is great.
I've got a phoner for you. Do you need a phoner?
Mate, you're more prepped than your own show.
Don't you? Because you're on, you and JB are on the rush hour, obviously, in what, 20 minutes?
No, another hour.
You're four.
4 to 6. Jim will walk in
at
3 minutes to four.
4 to 6.
Yeah, we do. No, it's funny, mate, not when you got quizzes like this or...
Okay.
Who are you related to, Unusual? 133353, is
wrong
that the number?
Wrong number. 131060, yeah.
Right.
I like that one.
Yeah. Because, would you see that, old Chompers?
Chompers
Jones
is related to Jimmy Bartel.
How does that work?
Yeah, it's down the line, I think.
Oh, well,
yeah, long
I don't
way
reckon
down
it's
line.
His son, but anyway. But I tell you who you're related to, and you'd be upset with last night's loss to Queensland.
No, I'm a Queenslander.
No, Willie Mason. You're Willie.
Yeah, my dad went on a Kentucky tour, and I think he slept with Willie's mum, and then that's what happened, I think.
Willie's Willie.
Willie, because I used to get called Willie at the footy club.
We were up in Queensland, and he was there, and you were there.
Yeah, together.
Honestly, have you seen them together?
No.
It's like the Mackay bloody brothers.
Yeah,
really?
Twins.
Oh, big
both
jaws.
Both good-looking roosters.
No.
Massive chin.
So we're going good. We're all getting through it because it's donuts. No, that's a phoner. That was a phoner, and no one rang through. We gave the wrong number.
Yeah.
Righto, here's a quiz.
I've called your end of the building.
Oh, no. So here's a quiz, right?
Hey, Billy,
ready?
Billy, do you want your opener?
Hang on. We've got an opener, Fev. Yeah. That's what we do.
A bit
of craft.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you all here. It's a Hump Day Quiz, Wednesday, 31st of May, which is yesterday. But here we go. Now, Fev, you're going to be Fev.
Oh, thank
Nick.
You. Yeah.
Yep, I'll be Nick.
That's Nick.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Oh, no. What's his name?
What's his name?
Sire or something.
Yeah.
Josiah.
Too many syllables, Billy. Don't worry about it.
You're going well.
But I'll tell you a story. He just found out he was a Josiah because he's Albanian and he realised about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it used to
story.
Be something Campbell. Like his whole name's changed.
No.
Yeah.
We'll tell that story after midnight tonight when it's getting a bit grim.
Who am I, Billy? Do I get to be me?
You can. What do you want to go?
I don't mind.
Do you know what her first name is?
Do I just... Is your name your buzzer?
Fiona?
Yes.
Is your name your buzzer?
And you've got to come in with your names,
okay.
All right? What breakfast cereal was advertised as Iron Man food?
Fuzzy! I knew
of course she's going to know.
Oh, come on.
Of course she's going to know. She,
her kid
is the Iron Man.
No, well, sorry.
Dad.
I didn't mean that, but...
That's
where Kenny.
No.
Of course she's going to know that.
Well done, Fee.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate
she used to eat the cereal.
Josiah, can you do the scoreboard, please?
Hang on, you're winning 1-0, Fee.
Well done.
Bill, you missed it. She used to eat the cereal.
Just the cereal.
That's quite do it a third time. They get better.
She used to eat the cereal.
Took me 3 times.
Which ex-coach posted a photo of him drinking a beer?
Hardwick.
Damien Hardwick.
Oh, good work.
1-1, Fev, Fee.
You got the grab here, Josiah?
Yeah, which one do you want to go for?
Wait, you'll hear.
Beautiful.
On this day in 2014, this song was the first to have 2 billion views on YouTube.
Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
Did I do it? That was amazing.
Very good.
Oh,
here we go.
Yes.
Well done.
If you say you're flat in the next any hours, you're up and about.
You just got Gangnam Style on.
Yeah, that was good.
It was. So,
score? 2-1.
Yeah, Fee on.
Do you want to test your
butt? Nick. No, it's working.
Where does the pit oven method of cooking called a hangy originate from?
What?
Nick?
Hangy. Nick?
New Zealand?
Well done, yes. What's the score, John?
I don't even understand the question.
Fee's on two. The boys are on one each.
Righto.
I don't understand the question.
Very good. What was wrong with the Blues jumper last night?
Fev.
Yes?
It was a different colour. It was a dark blue instead of a maroon blue, like the teal blue.
A light blue.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. It was a maroon. It was
had
a
New South Welshman in it.
I feel these are quite biased because they're sports questions.
No, that's Triple M. The first one was
for me,
right up
thank
your
you.
Alley.
We gave one and a music, which is Gangnam Style.
Oh, I got that. You're right.
And Gangnam Style, they'll start playing it on Triple M in 15 years.
Oh, no, we will. We've still got a few oldies there.
Set my heart to the...
Righto.
Case and Jimmy That's Barnes.
I've got one more. 2-2-1.
Yeah, you're out, Nick.
After 21 years, which TV show is Kochi...
Sunrise!
Yes!
I got it!
Sunrise!
I got it!
No, I said Fev.
I got it!
What's the cow dressed up? What's that called?
That's her! That's her. She's the cash cow.
No, I wasn't the cash cow.
Were
I was
you the cash cow?
She was the cash cow.
I was the weather presenter and the
wins.
Entertainment editor.
Fev wins.
No. Really? Did you see what happened? I said Sunrise.
No, you've got to say Fev, your name, and you're supposed to say Fev. And I said
Sunrise.
Fev first.
Fev was first.
Anyway, Nick, how's it all going?
Thank you very much.
I can't believe what's going to ruin our world record attempt is a quiz from yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. It was an update quiz yesterday. Well done,
have me on any time, bro. You're welcome.
Billy, thanks for popping in. I've got a little treat for you before you go.
Yes, please. We're going to do Alpha Bucks to Bill.
Oh, can we do Alpha Bucks?
We're going to do Alpha Bucks to Bill.
What's that?
Oh, this will be fun.
We're playing a game for 10 grand. Now, Fee will go through 10 questions. You're going to answer them in 30 seconds.
Right.
And you win 10 grand.
Here we go, Billy. Well, no.
You're not going to get it.
So here's the deal, Billy. 30 seconds, 10 questions. Every answer needs to begin with the letter...
The letter C, Bill. I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to give question
ten C
six.
Words.
Right.
A ball sport starting with C.
Cricket.
Bang.
Oh.
That's just remember that.
Oh, right.
Okay, so that...
You gave him that one.
Yeah. Of course I did.
Okay, here we go. Yep. Oh, my gosh, I've had a look. What's happening at the end there? Okay, here we go. The letter C.
Make sure we get to 10.
Yeah.
Please get to 10. Here we go. The letter C. Question one, Billy Brownless. Name a Melbourne suburb.
Campbell.
A pub.
The Kanago Hotel. Cremorne, yes.
A shape.
A cube.
An adjective. You can say pass.
He doesn't know what it is.
Pass. A dessert.
A custard.
A ball sport.
Cricket.
A European city.
Casablanca.
A band.
The Crowded House.
A herbal spice.
A
cinnamon.
Chili.
A word to describe James Brayshaw.
Oh, Jesus. No, 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 no. Head.
You nearly won.
I nearly did win. Don't miss out on
an adjective. Cheeky.
Oh,
caring. I mean, you've got to help with some of the other questions,
what's
too.
Anyway, I didn't go out.
I don't know what they are either.
No, you were looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I get nine.
Not bad.
And that sums up James Brayshaw, by the way.
Hey, I'm James Brayshaw. Now, has he been whinging about anyone in his car spot at all? Because he's been parking in our producer's car spot.
Yes. No, the producer's been parking in his spot.
Leon.
No.
We share car parks, and I've been told at 2:30 he comes in. Is that right?
He comes in at about 3:30.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've been told off at 2:30 once.
He's been parked in there for 3 days in a row. Didn't move his car, the Volvo.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't move it. And that's Leon's spot at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just take mine, Leon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm parked down the bottom. I walk in. I'm the people's man, of course. That's nice. You've got audio from the producer. We don't have that stuff. That works all right, doesn't it?
This is the big station, and that's what happens, mate.
No. We're going all right down the bottom.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be over there soon.
You will be. What happened the other day? I come in to help out with the Channel 10 with your, and I only lasted 1 week. I got the lemonade and sauce.
Yeah, because we both can't talk.
Billy Brownless, thank you so much for joining us. The Rush Hour, you'll be up against us soon.
Yeah.
We're going head to head in an hour.
And don't use my topic, all right? Because that's our phoner today.
Who are you related to?
Unusual.
The timer is on, and every minute counts. It's Fifi, Fev, and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We are attempting a Guinness World Record. 27 hours of non-stop broadcasting. We have clocked over 9 hours and 37 minutes. And it's very official. And I think this is an interesting point to make because I thought people had done these long marathon shows. But no one has actually got a Guinness World Record because, as it's been explained to us by the official adjudicator, Pete Fairbairn, the integrity is it's actually quite hard to – use your words, Pete.
He's got a minute.
He's got none.
No, look, that's exactly right. I mean, to have all four of you in here for the whole attempt, I think that's probably the most defining factor of this particular record title, that you guys are all in it together. And if one of you isn't able to cut the mustard, none of you are going to be Guinness World Record title holders.
Ooh. Ouch.
Well, Fev will be. He's got one.
Oh, he's already got one.
I've already got one.
And there's lots of little things, though, that we have to adhere to. We have to make sure we're back announcing or forward announcing songs. A lot of the technical aspect of broadcasting has to be adhered to. You are filming, you are watching every minute of this. So there's a lot of pressure on. You're very good at a straight face. That's facial.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. The thing that's getting me boxy is he's sitting out there on the chair and he's having a good old time chatting to everyone. But then as soon as we like talk and stuff, he gets on his phone and he's messaging away. I don't know who he's messaging.
Writing notes.
Making me nervous because I'm like, are we doing the right thing?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to give any of that away.
No, I know you're not. But I'm just saying it just scares me.
Well, if we make a mistake and stuff this whole thing up, will you just give us the thumbs down so we can go over?
Will you make us?
Will you wait us till we get to the 27 hours?
That one would probably be the call of your production team. I haven't had to do that yet. I can tell you that much.
Phew.
But, yeah, ultimately, if that were to occur, it would probably be James Blake who'd make the call.
Oh.
No. James will have to talk to us, please. Don't leave this with James. Now, what I love, too, is you're in the official Guinness blazer there with the emblem. You've got a stopwatch around your neck. It's very intimidating, but I love it because it's keeping us honest. And you'd say so far we've done an okay job?
I think you've done a fantastic job. I've been really, really enjoying a wide array of guests, some great guests. Peter Hellier was here too, so it was fantastic.
Did you love when we had Eddie Maguire on and we kept dinging him with a bell to make him stop talking?
Absolutely. The power balance was just perfect. He would have been pretty unfamiliar with that.
He didn't like it.
Sorry, quick question. Was that a pot shot of Pete Hellier?
Yeah, what a great guest. My namesake.
Fantastic guest. Pete Helly was here too.
You know, I just want to be the top Pete of the show.
Yeah. No more Pete's, all right.
You're definitely you're in pole position for our favourite guest today, and we're not just saying that because we want you to pass us.
Come on.
Hey, we'll pass it. Blink. We'll pass it. Yes. We'll be right.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. There's a lot of time ahead. We've got lots to get through. We've got the middle of the night to get through. We're still in each other's company, and we seem to be friends. Like, I don't think we've had any strained relationships.
I just want to ask a question with our rest breaks, because we get rest breaks if we have to. They're the rules.
OH&S. Yeah, OH&S. Health and safety.
So we haven't had a break yet.
Yeah, exactly. I clocked that, and pretty impressive for you guys. You're able to compile and accumulate 5 minutes every hour.
Yep.
So at the moment, you've got 45 minutes of rest time up your sleeve. What's your strategy? Have you decided?
Now, going.
Can you take that? If we want to take as a team a 10-minute break, do we lose the other 35, or do you?
No, it's all accumulated, so you can get quite scientific on this.
Yeah. Wow.
You do need to take it as a team. So any rest,
because I'm yet to go to the toilet.
But that's
I haven't gone yet.
That's a strange hill to die on.
Yeah,
but,
in 10 hours, I'm trying to get to 10 hours.
It'll look
mentally
like a hill,
in my brain.
We do have a paramedic on site, I believe. If you have any internal combustion,
I've had 16 ribs, two large chips, and they're really churning in there.
Go to the toilet.
I want to get to 10 hours. As my brain is getting to 10 hours, I've got 19 minutes, and then I can go.
Okay.
Bev's waiting until we've got an hour 20 up our sleeve.
You've got to set yourself goals. My goal was 10 hours.
Well, we have Pete, the Prime Minister, will be calling into the show from Singapore very soon because he wanted to check on us and see how we were going. He was one of the few people who believed in us when we first came up with this idea. Hamish Blake is on the way. Lots of fun friends to keep us up and about. Thank you, Pete. You can go back to the chair where you stare at us intimidatingly.
Handsome
My favourite
Pete.
Thing to do. Thank you very much. Well done, guys. Keep it going.
Get on your feet.
It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We've had so much fun on the show so far, as we are at 9 hours and 45 minutes. So many guests come in. And a little highlight this morning, our boss, Mad Mando, who, yes, she's mad. Yes, she doesn't like a lot of the things on our show and drags us into meetings and we get to trouble from time to time. But she does try to get us up. And during lockdown, in that horrible few years when we were broadcasting and nobody was leaving their homes, she came in once dressed up as a bumblebee to cheer us up, which was just so surreal to see your boss dressed up in a costume.
And but to be she honest, did it, again. It didn't really cheer us up.
Well, she did it again this morning. So the bumblebee made an appearance at about 9 o'clock this morning. And Leon has just told us she has another costume. So she's about to appear in costume. Here we go.
It's actually a couple of costumes here.
What do you mean?
It's a couple.
It's a like a
poor crap parade of animals.
What is happening?
Oh, no.
Can't be Amanda because that person's too tall. It's a monkey.
Too tall. That's a
Somebody's
monkey.
Dressed up as a monkey.
She's brought other people into this.
No.
Oh, my God, there's a horse.
And I think that's the thing I just bet on.
Oh, my God. Coming
in. Is that running into Chuka?
Which one's Mando? Is Mando the back or the front? Oh, my God, she can't.
Well,
oh, my God, she's the back one.
I don't want to call Mando a horse's ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What
is
it?
Our boss is dressed up as a horse.
It's actually a good-looking horse.
And there's a person behind her as the horse bottom.
No, that's
Which
Mando
one's Mando
at the back?
Mando,
I don't know where you are in this menagerie.
That looks like human centipede.
Of animals. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
All right.
But how did you rope other staff members into doing this?
Do we have a green tent around here?
Hey, Mando, can you get Mando?
Who's at the back?
Oh, you, Daniel, you poor thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, what's happened?
For anyone listening, there is a YouTube live stream, fox.com.au. You can see what is unfolding.
Daniel, is this
can I please thank Costume World?
Mate,
they're not
going to sweating. Daniel.
Pain Highway in Bentley.
Daniel, one of our wonderful staff members here at SCA.
Seriously, can I just say, our boss man Mando is giving Costume World more plugs than Underworks, and they're sponsoring the whole
thing. Do they have nudes of you or something?
Can you come on the mic, Daniel, for a sec? Is this the lowest point in your SCA career?
Yeah, it's down there.
Your head was in Mando's bum.
YouTube.
Your head was in Mando's bum.
Daniel, how did Mando...
That was pretty low.
How did Mando talk you into that?
I was just peacefully sitting at my desk and next minute I knew I was in a...
Behind her bum.
Behind her.
You were in the horse's bum. Because I could twerk. Anyway, guys, more questions to come.
No, stop! Make it stop!
I've got a fun one for later tonight, so check out the YouTube.
Make it stop, please.
It's very hot here. See,
do you guys need a song to recover?
Is anyone familiar?
Pony? Can we get genuine Pony?
For anyone listening, is anyone familiar with David Brent?
She's David Brent.
I think our boss is.
Michael Scott.
Hey, I can't.
She's an entertainer.
We're going into the Prime Minister now.
No,
he's
way.
Like 12 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
But the Prime Minister is 11 minutes away. And
no, he's just cancelled.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm kidding.
We're 10 hours in, man. Don't start playing games, bro.
Let's not bring that up to the Prime Minister.
If the Prime Minister is watching live on YouTube, he might cancel. But let's get on pink. This is who knew?
Oh.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, man.
Fifi Fevenick recovering from what's unfolding here.
27 hours. Live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Yes, Alpha Bucks. We play this every morning when we're doing the breakfast show at 6:30 and 8 a.m. $10,000 up for grabs. Because we're broadcasting for 27 hours to set this world record, we are playing it every hour. So we have had $250,000, like $250,000 up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting very, very close. So hopefully it's time to give away $10,000. Rachel in Nunawading.
Hi, guys.
Rachel.
Hey. Rach, you're up. You are playing Alpha Bucks. How was your day so far?
Oh, so good. Thanks. What about you guys?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. Locked in a studio.
I love how you said you're up. Because we're usually doing this in the morning. It's like 3:30 in the arvo.
Yeah, you're right.
Of course she's up.
Did I just say you're up?
Yeah, she's going, you're
oh,
up.
Man.
Because we're so used to doing it at 6:30 and 8 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Rach, you have 30 seconds, 10 questions, and every answer needs to begin with?
Rach, the letter B. I'm going to give you the answer to question 7, a TV series, Bloodline. Great show.
Bloodline. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Bloodline. Lock it in, Rach, and come on. Let's do this. Let's give you the $10,000. Here we go. The letter B. Question 1 for $10,000. Name an animal.
Bobcat.
An Australian politician.
Pass.
An item of clothing.
Bra.
A 3-letter word.
Bye.
An Ariana Grande song.
Oh, pass.
A country.
Botswana.
A TV series.
Bloodline.
A cartoon character.
Bob the Builder.
An Oscar-winning actress.
Pass.
An Australian politician.
Oh my God.
You were so good. You were so close to $100 cash.
Mate, an Australian politician. You said Bobcat for animal. You could have said Bob Hawk for the Aussie politician.
Ariana Grande
song, Bang Bang. And Oscar-winning actress Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. That's a song, isn't it?
It's also an actress, singer. Yeah. She is. Do you know Barbara Streisand?
I just thought it was a song.
No. Arguably one of the best singers of all time.
Yeah. What is she in?
The Way We Were.
Sing it.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolour memories of the way we were.
Wow. You know what? It's taken you 10 hours of this show, but you've actually picked a singer's big song for once.
Well done.
Normally you're B-side boxing. Yeah, memories.
All those voice coach training sessions are going well, aren't they, for the voice? What are you on? Masked Singer?
I'm not on the Masked Singer.
Come on.
This is one of my favourite songs.
That voice is getting a little bit better. You're really starting to come from
this. She's wonderful, Barbara Streisand.
She is.
Do you know what we should do a bit later tonight? Because remember I said later tonight we're going to have a dance. Everyone chill out. Is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The Prime Minister's there, man.
I wanted to say I want to have a dance party and a karaoke party later tonight. But right now this is very exciting. There has been one man that believed in us when we first came up with the idea to do this marathon. It is our very own Prime Minister. And he's joining us now, Anthony Albanese.
Thanks, Fifi. I back you in.
And
what good judgment that was. That was beautiful singing. I love Barbara
Streisand. Oh, you heard me. Oh, how embarrassing.
You're awesome.
You're like Marilyn Monroe and JFK.
That was fantastic. The Way We Were. One of the greats.
Wasn't it?
It's a tear-jerking movie. It's sad.
Why don't you two sing it together like
Robert
a duet?
Robert Redford, Barbara Streisand.
No one wants to hear me sing. But in order to pass the test here of this, 1,000 hours or whatever it is that you're doing, people have got to be listening. And if I sing, just the sound of radio's changing channels will be heard around the nation.
Now, Prime Minister, we love that you've checked. You said to us, and you're a man of your word, you said to us when we told you about this, I will check in on you, and here you are checking in on us. Whereabouts are you? We heard you might be in Singapore.
I am in Canberra. I have just left Parliament House on the way to the airport to fly to Singapore.
Ah.
By the time you land, we'll probably still be on air.
You will be. I can ring in and... Why don't I ring in and check in? I think it's about 10 hours.
What's the Australian Air Force One? Do you have a phone on it? Can you give us a buzz?
We do have a phone. There's a few things on it. So I could do that. There's a meeting room.
Please call us from the sky.
So you don't have to do that thing that we do on airlines. We've got to pay for Wi-Fi when we're in the air. You just get it?
Yeah, indeed.
Excellent.
Well, we have to... We often, and this time will be no different, we have to work. It's where we do a whole lot of briefings on the way to a meeting, in this case to Singapore, to meet with the Singaporean Prime Minister and leadership. And we have a big conference here tomorrow night, the Shangri-La Dialogue, it's called.
That sounds amazing.
It's a big regional defence and security and all of those issues, all the defence ministers and foreign ministers, and I have been given the honour by Prime Minister Lee of giving the keynote address in front of the ASEAN, all the particularly Southeast Asian nations, but others as well. The US Defence Secretary and others will all be there. So
that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, phew. We just had
and
to...
A bit, we have a to bit cut warmer you off a than bit. Canberra too.
We forgot
to tell you one of the rules of this world record, Prime Minister, and we have the official adjudicator from Guinness outside watching everything we do, Pete. We can't let our guests speak for longer than 1 minute, and there were lots of anxious producers with stopwatches and thinking, who's going to ask the Prime Minister to stop talking? But anyway, we...
How about we just send the AFP? Pete's in trouble.
Give the bloke from Guinness a Guinness. That'll settle him down.
Well, I reckon he hasn't heard that one before.
Oh, come on, Feb, give me a break.
No, mate, I'm 10 hours in. I'm just really...
I'm ringing up, backing you in.
Yeah, I know you're backing us in, brother.
PM, I've got a question for you. Our anchor, Josiah, here, he's the king of conspiracy theories. I would not normally ask you this on our show, but Josiah believes that Joe Biden is a robot. You've met him. Can you confirm if he's a real human or is he a robot?
Or a clone.
President Biden is a great man. And he's a friend of mine. and he is doing, I think, a pretty amazing job.
Yeah. But is he real?
he is very, very real. Oh, and so is Dr. Jill Biden. He's his other half. I spent a bit of time with them a week ago in Japan at the G7.
God, you're busy. Because you're getting around.
Well, we have to in today's world. You've got to keep engaged. In between time, I'm dropped into your studio. So,
yeah, any tips to stay awake? We've got 17 hours left.
Oh, well, I have to do that sort of thing from time to time, I've got to say. I'm not going to say that you need more assistance, but you just talk to each other.
Well, the Prime Minister said we can.
There we go.
You know,
just talk.
And he's not in the cut. When the dad's away, the kids can play.
Yeah.
PM's not here. Let's cut sick.
How could you go to sleep with Fifi singing?
Oh, hey? Thank you. I so love that we shared that moment. A wonderful Rob. You can be my Robert Redford to my Barbara Streisand anytime.
There you go.
Now, and we know you are so busy. Thank you so much. You're hanging out with world leaders and you're off to Singapore. And we hope we do hear from you in the morning when you land. Please give us a bell. We'd just love you to check in on us one more time.
Well done, and best of luck for the next how many hours to go? 17.
How many is it?
Yeah, 17. And PM, just quickly, while we're breaking a record, can you attempt to break David Boone's on your flight to Singapore?
I don't think you want the Australian people represented by someone who's broken Boone's record somehow when they get there.
Good on you, Prime
Thank
Minister.
You.
Anthony Albanese joining Fifi Fevenick on the drive home right here at the Fox.
It's a world first. It's Fifi Fevenick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We, Fev, decide we're in the middle of marathon show recording, broadcasting 27 hours live radio. But here is an answer for Alpha Bucks if you are playing it on the 2nd of June. Okay, here we go. Alpha Bucks, 10 questions in 30 seconds. Every answer is going to need to begin with the letter S. And the question we're giving you the answer to is a pizza topping.
Salami.
There we go. Sauce. Sausage. Salami. Sardine. All of those. There we go.
Snags.
That could get you closer to 10 grand.
It's Fifi Fevenick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Yes, and we are 10 hours and 39 minutes in. We can do this, guys.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can get through it. And this is our first time doing drive. Yeah. We've never done the drive shift. Obviously, Carrie and Tommy are having a rest in Melbourne today. But how wonderful is this to welcome back to drive very good friend of ours, Hamish Blake Haim.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
You know what, you say that, but I watched you recently making Sonny's birthday cake. You know what it's like to do a marathon when you're making those cakes.
That's true. But I think the cake took about 10 or 11 hours through the night, and it's going to get dark tonight, isn't it? Like when your body is telling you that, like, this shouldn't be happening, like around 3 or 4 in the morning, which, I mean, you guys have got a different body clock anyway, because that's kind of like when you're waking up normally, but there's going to be some rough times, isn't there?
Well, I mean,
I'm nervous being on air with you right now, even 10 hours in, because let's talk facts. Someone will get cancelled during this, okay? Something's going to happen.
That's me.
You're a dollar one.
I've already got my hand up, brother. I don't know if you can see me, but my hand's up.
Now, and then there'll be cancellation fragmentation that sprays out from the explosion. I'm even nervous being on the phone because I don't want to get hit by the fragments of the cancellation. But you guys are in there live with Fev.
Hamish, don't you feel bad? We just spoke to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. If he's going to feel the fragments.
He told us some things that he shouldn't have
but
told
Haim,
us.
But, you're right. I often think I'll end up getting cancelled by laughing. And I'm not always listening to what Fev's saying, but I'm laughing.
Don't jump on Hamish's bandwagon.
No, but it's true.
I've worked with you for 8 years, and I don't think I've ever been dumped.
No, but occasionally I'm just laughing away, and then I'll go, I really should have listened to what he was saying.
Tighten up those laughs, Fev. Just be extra cautious as you head sort of into 4 a.m., I reckon.
Actually, Haim, you'll like this, because we've done run sort of rough rundowns. Like about nine tonight, we're going to have a bit of a dance party in the studio. But one of my favourite things is at midnight.
That's fun.
You're the only one that'll be doing that.
We've got a phone topic, your darkest thoughts. And I'm just like, I don't know how
that's where it's going to happen. That's where it's going to happen. Everyone's tune in. The Fev Live get cancelled.
You don't ask for people's darkest thoughts at the darkest time of the night.
I know.
That's a daytime thing.
I know.
Yeah, well, that feels like something you could have kicked it off with at a laugh.
That's true.
You just need to keep it nice and easy. Like, just keep, like, just real gentle, just layups for, I reckon, the last 6 or 7 hours of the show. Like, if you guys make it that far, it just has to be like, what's your favorite t-shirt? Do you have a lucky pair of underpants? Just real easy stuff.
Hey, I know we've been going 11 hours. I'm having some crazy ideas already. I reckon I can beat your TV show with a TV show about balloons. Does that sound wild?
What
do you call a blow up?
I mean, there's room for everyone. There's room for everyone.
Love you, Becky.
I don't want to get cancelled.
Hey, I'll get you away from that question. Now, you obviously were a superstar alongside your sidekick, Andy. What was the best or craziest stunt that you guys did on radio?
Do you know, I reckon the weirdest one in this vein was we were conjoined twins for 100 hours.
We strapped ourselves
together from I think it was Friday midday until, no, it was, wait, actually, so it must have been a week. But I think we strapped ourselves together from like a Wednesday, and then we undid ourselves on Sunday night on Rove. And so we sort of worked out the 100 hours from roughly there. Yeah, so we did a few radio shows towards the back end of the week, strapped together. But the strangest thing was, like, it was a very bizarre mental experience. I mean, there's going to the toilet together, which was where all the questions came from. But it was more just like you just...
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have to quickly speak, Hayne, because if we don't talk every minute, 60 seconds, we'll get cancelled for the Guinness record.
Oh, my God. Imagine if you just fluff that.
I was just listening to you, and then everyone.
Oh, that's right. This is one of the rules, isn't it? That callers can't just take. Can't just tell a story.
Of course. And a producer, James Blake, has got a stopwatch outside, and he nearly had a conniption fit because we weren't interrupting you. So there we go. We're back on. Yeah.
You're back. You've talked. Yes. You've talked. Well, I mean, is there someone from Guinness there as well?
Yes.
Handsome Pete.
Handsome Pete.
Do you feel like you've got one or two slip ups just because you're calling him Handsome Pete?
That's what I'm going for, Hayne.
I can't be angry.
You talk about us getting cancelled. If you had done that now with Andy, you'd probably get cancelled for that. You can't do those sorts of things now, SCA, with those sorts of pranks.
What do you mean?
Why?
Well, you can't go to the you can't be next to each other going to the toilet. You can't do any of that these days. The world's changed, mate.
Suit each other.
The world has changed. We
invented a privacy helmet. We got a F-15 fighter pilot's helmet that has the oxygen tube that ran out the door, so the person not doing the poo could breathe. The helmet had computer speakers on it too, so you could just listen to music and breathe while the guy next to you was doing his business.
That's like when my wife and I started dating and we got a hotel room, but I didn't realize it was one of those ones that the bathroom, you could just see. It's like the whole thing's one room.
Oh, yeah. No, that's horrible. No, you got to go for walks.
Just put me in
your
cupboard.
Check out the lobby.
What helmet did Andy have? The monkey off hangover too? You know, the little helmet he has when he sits on the motorbike?
just an open face one. Just wanted to enjoy it. Mate, I had a similar thing, Codes, when family holiday we went on, there was a group of dads that, like, after we'd go to the breakfast buffet, you then go to the lobby toilet, so you didn't have to go back to the hotel room toilet. And there was like a group of dads, and we'd just keep seeing each other after breakfast every morning. And no one said anything, but we knew what we were doing there.
Everyone knows. We've never done that.
Yeah. We were the breakfast turd gang.
Oh, wow, Hayne. It's so lovely to talk to you. It's just,
weird, isn't it? You feel like there's no reason to wrap me up.
No. Like, and I don't really want to, because the more talking you do, the less we have to do.
You have 17 hours to go.
By the way, the Breakfast Club sequel, The Breakfast Turd Club, has not got quite the same ring to it.
And I just want to bring up, and this is the second time Hayden's talked about poo. And you've laughed both times. No. I'm bringing this up. Every time I bring up poo, you grease me and look at me with hate. This is the second time Hamish has been on and he's talked about turds. And you have gone, you're so funny, Hamish. Why?
Well, there's an art to it. There's an art to it.
There was, and it wasn't. He wasn't actually saying that. They called it the turd club. Sorry, Hayne, we are going to have to this minor fight in front of you, and it might have been brewing.
They
all brew. Don't worry. That's how they come out.
I was laughing at Hayne talking about the helmet and the music. That's all the funny stuff. He didn't labour on the actual bodily function.
Yeah, he did at the end, and you went.
Did he?
Yes.
I may not have heard that bit.
16 hours to go.
Hamish Blake, thank you so much for joining us, Hayne.
Hey, I've done my job. I threw a cat amongst the pigeons, and now you've got 16 hours to patch things up.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Hamish Blake. You can catch up with the Hamish and Andy podcast on the Listener app right now. Wait till we finish our 27 hours, and you can jump on
the
there.
The timer is on, and every minute counts. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Powerball's massive $20 million draw is on tonight and in-store, online, on the Lot app before 7:30 tonight.
Something's got to come through.
Imagine if we won Powerball.
Be amazing.
What the hell?
Just gone quarter to five.
If we win Powerball tonight, we pay Handsome Pete off. We pay the witnesses off. Everyone shut up.
We should point out to set this Guinness World Record, we do have from Guinness, he's flown all the way in. Pete is the adjudicator, official adjudicator. Yeah. So many rules around this world record. We are 11 hours and 15 minutes in. Sort of, is that halfway, guys? Not yet. Oh, dear.
Not quite.
Now, we've had lots of guests on the show so far. Our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, Eddie Maguire, Tones and I, Hamish Blake. So many people have come through. Now, you'll recall this. When we were asked if there's anyone we would want on, I said this man immediately. Now, I didn't think we'd get him because I figure when I'm going through something like this, which requires mental toughness, there is one man that could absolutely get me mentally tough and across the line, and he's joining us all the way from the UK, Ant Middleton.
Yes, guys. Listen, get your head in the game. Don't worry about the Powerball. You're not going to win the Powerball. You're not going to win a Guinness World Record. So focus on the Guinness World Record and you will win it, I promise you.
You know what?
How
I
you
think...
doing, guys? You good?
Yeah, we're going good.
Yeah,
we're
good.
Great. I actually think that's a mental challenge there from Ant. He's saying we can't win the Powerball, which means we've really got to get on it.
Yeah, he's like...
Do you know what? There you go. Reverse psychology right
there.
But guys, you're doing amazing so far. Listen, you're almost halfway there. You're almost done.
Oh, I love that. Now, Ant, you and obviously, and we watch you on SAS Australia and we see your physical toughness and we see what you put people through. But so much is mental and the mental toughness and what we're doing at the moment, that's where we're in. We're staying awake. We can't fall asleep. We've got to keep talking. Can you give us any tips? Because you would have done, when you were serving in the military, you would have had days where you had to stay awake.
Yeah, my longest is nearly 3 days, almost 3 days.
Oh.
And by the end of it, I was hallucinating, I was talking gibberish. But
we're doing that now.
What I do is I get it in my head. So you've got 27 hours, so I would say a day, and then just add a couple of hours. So you've got a day. A day is nothing. You've done a day of hard graft. You've done 24 hours before where you've been up and about and done your stuff, and all you have to do is focus and think. A day goes by like that. It just whizzes by. Before you know it, they'll be handing you, Peter in the studio, will be handing you a Guinness World Record. Yeah. You will be hugging each other. You will be having something good to eat. You will be getting out and about, getting some fresh air. So listen, that's all you have to do is focus on the 24 hours, add a couple of hours on top of that, and it's job done. But it really is psychological. So just think, in half a day.
Sorry, we've got to quickly talk.
We've got to cut you off because we've got to talk every minute.
Oh, listen, I've got to stop gassing then.
No, we love listening to you. We panic, and that's the bell went off because a guest can't speak for more than 1 minute because that means you're doing all the heavy lifting for us.
So we had to jump in.
I love it. Is that part of the rules and regulations?
That is.
Yes.
Now, well, listen, did guys, you just think we're rude?
To each other. Yeah, I know.
He's like, they just cut me off.
Don't fall asleep. That's the one thing. Don't fall asleep. So what else have you got in there to sort of goad each other? You've got something that you can prod each other with. You've got like a cattle prod or something.
I've just ordered $70 worth of dumplings, so that's getting me over the line.
We are eating a lot.
Dumplings. Listen, you might fall asleep with the dumplings. I would go with coffee.
Yeah, we've got that.
Are you allowed coffee?
We've had that, yeah, we've had coffee.
We've got an exercise bike in here, Ant. We've got a Pilates reformer bed. We're trying to exercise, stay up.
Well, listen, do a minute sprint on the bike. So you get on the bike, so you can do the furthest in a minute. and do little intervals, a minute sprints. That'll get the endorphins flowing. It'll get you up and about. And it's only a minute. And then by the time you recover, just do something else and go again.
Eat the dumplings.
You've got each other. You've got each other. It should be easy.
But that's how fit you are, Ant, that you said a little one-minute sprint. Yeah. Like, what's this, the Tour de France, mate? We're just human.
You know what? I'm gutted that I'm not there because I'd pop in. And are you allowed guests to actually pop in?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, we've had heaps pop in, yeah.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Listen, just get loads of people to pop in and give you a good thrashing, I would say. If I was there, I'd give you, you know, like an hour. I'd take an hour of your time. You know, you wouldn't be talking, but you'd be grunting. Does that count?
Fee. That's got Fee excited. Oh,
the reform.
Oh,
the reform.
Look at
that glass.
What's happened to Fee's face? No, you go, Fee.
Hey, Ant, quick.
I'll give you extra attention, Fee. I'll give you extra attention.
Oh, thank you, Ant.
Ant, quick question. I'll get it off Fee. She's blushing. It's the only reality show I've ever watched, SAS Australia. When's it back?
Yep.
Is it back soon? So is it coming back?
It is back, yeah. We've filmed and got a series in the bag, so it is coming back. It'll probably be back end of the year. But at the moment, I've just filmed a series called Million Dollar Island.
Oh, wow. Fee will be on that.
And that's due to come out anytime soon. So within the next couple of weeks, I should expect on Channel 7.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
So it's called Million Dollar Island. It's about 100 normal Aussies that get placed on an island. And they have to survive. They have to challenge each other. They have to fight. And there's a prize they get. They can win a share of $1 million at the end of it.
Whew. That's fantastic. And the other great news is, Ant, you are coming to Australia. We cannot wait to get you back here. Hopefully we get you in studio because this September you've got your brand new Fear Bubble, Your Life, Your Time tour.
Absolutely. It's, I've just climbed last year. So think about this, guys. I climbed K2.
Yeah.
Which is the second highest mountain in the world. So I've already climbed Everest back in 2018. K2 I climbed last year, which is classed as the most dangerous mountain in the world to climb. And it certainly is. So I'm going to be talking about my K2 climb. I'm going to be talking about fear, how to harness fear, and how to live your life, basically, without fear of, you know, not being good enough.
I've got to keep talking, yes. I've got to interrupt.
Missing out. Yeah, keep talking,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we're just jumping in.
Yes, I will definitely come into the studio.
Yes.
And see you guys, for sure.
He did K2. I've just clocked 2K23 as well. Basketball game on PlayStation.
On that note, Ant Middleton, we appreciate your time. You want to check him out? Tickets on sale Tuesday, tegdainty.com. Let's continue right here at the Fox. This is Calvin
you
Harris.
Okay, Fee?
Ellie Goulding. Fine. Miracle. Yeah. She's blushing.
27 hours. Live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Katy Perry, Raw, at 101.9, The Fox. It is Fifi Fevenick driving you home. I'll tell you what, Fee's vocals during that song.
Me,
did you say Fee's vocals?
Sorry,
Fev. Yeah,
sorry,
Fev's vocals.
Fee, you were a bit quiet.
He's got the eye of the tiger, but unfortunately I've got the ears of a human.
Sorry, bro. That got me up.
I love what you did, and it did, but you've got to watch your voice. You were really belting that out. But we're not even halfway yet.
I'll tell you, that hurt my throat.
Fair, that was dangerous. In actual fact, I'm going to say foolish.
Yeah.
We are 11 Not hours fair. And 39 minutes into attempting to set this world record, a Guinness World Record.
I think I just threw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, that was silly. And you know, we are at a stage in the afternoon where we might start to get a bit flat, maybe lose faith in ourselves.
And people know that. They can smell the blood in the water because we've got over 1,000 people just watching our YouTube stream right now.
And it was
they
easy everyone to be doing a boxy.
That's very
true. An old saying from a really close person in my life back in the old day, they used to run out and he'd say, it was easy everyone to be doing it. And that was playing footy.
Who said that to you?
The old cocker, Dennis.
Dennis
he used
Pagan,
to always say it
because your former coach.
Footy's hard. And this is hard. 27 hours. No one's ever done it before.
Well, how coincidental is this? Because we have the man on the line, Dennis Pagan.
The cocker.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Really well, Dennis.
He doesn't like that song. Oh, sorry. I don't think he likes that song.
It's so lovely to hear from you. And you probably just heard, we've still got half of this to get through, and Fev has just ruined his voice. That wouldn't surprise you that maybe he's done something a tiny bit foolish.
Look, Brendan's done a lot of wonderful things in his life. He's done a few wacko things as well. I tell you what he set himself to do is absolutely amazing. And if anyone can achieve it and drag you guys over the line, I reckon Brendan can.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I just think back to a round 11, 2004, Adelaide Oval.
Oh, Carl, yeah.
Didn't have a good side.
You were the coach.
Brendan was a sort of a lone wolf. And this was one of his really big days. And, you know, it's probably 28 minutes into the last quarter. We're three or four points down. He's already kicked six. Hugh Scotland comes out of the centre of the ground on his left foot. Kicks to Brendan. He marks it 52 metres out, right on the boundary. Oh, like 60 for the purpose of the exercise. Marks it, and it's a bit of a dispute whether he marks it or not. And he goes back and kicks the most wonderful goal. Now, Brendan, if you can do that, this is a cakewalk for you.
Oh, no.
Kick that goal, and I think about it, and I think, gee, what an amazing effort. Of all the boys I've been lucky enough to coach, that really sticks in my mind. And I'm gonna carry that with me until I go to the grave. It's just one special effort. Now, when you're serious, when you're fair dinkum,
Dennis, we just have to quickly speak.
We have to talk in between you talking, because if you talk for longer than a minute, we lose. We get bailed. It's gone.
Our record is nullified.
But you can keep going now.
Okay, last thing. Just remember, desire is the greatest motivating force there is. If you really want something badly enough, you can achieve it.
I remember after that. We will, Dennis. I remember after that game, and he says he'll take that to the grave, Boxy, Nick. And I remember walking off the ground, and I think I was one of Dennis's favourites. I don't think he liked many of the other blokes. And it was just me and Dennis on a real, real wonky train that was just travelling nowhere. And I walked up the race at the Adelaide Oval. Oh, what was the ground called there? Wasn't the Adelaide Oval. It was the old football park. And he grabbed me. Both hands on the cheek and gave me the biggest kiss you've ever seen.
Big smooch.
And I've never been kissed by a coach before.
And I'll tell you what, I've cleaned my teeth six times a day ever since.
Dennis Bagan, we really appreciate your time.
What a legend.
Thanks for getting us through this world record, mate. You're a legend.
Oh, thanks, Dennis. Bye.
How's that feel, Fev?
Yeah, it's great, because Dennis just thinks it's my record, which is great. He just loves his boys.
I don't know who spoke to the great coach Dennis Pagan beforehand, but for him to think somehow this is Fev's record and he's dragging us over the finish line.
Well, I am.
It's pumped him up. Yeah. It's flattened us.
You can tell why I just did whatever I wanted when I played footy, because everything was directed to me.
I wonder who's your favourite coach. Hurry to D-Shop. Stock take sale at dshop.com.au. Save big, live better with D-Shop. Let's check your roads.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.